Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Lawrence Simon, the host of the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Welcome to weekly challenge number 242, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. The topic this week was playing doctor. Let's go ahead and listen to some of the stories that people sent in. In fact, let's listen to all of them. We have time. Sadly, the story from Tom got a little garbled by email. Darn those garble monsters. But then again, that's what the G in Gmail stands for. Garble mail. Yay, garbled. Not. So I guess right off the bat, I'm going to have the midget cover for him. And maybe if he sends the file again, it might work. Or it might not. I don't know. I should listen to these before, but then you don't get my genuine reaction, and it's a trade-off. Who knows, one for the other? I don't know anymore. Anyway, here's Tom with his story.
"Want to play doctor?" he slyly said. "Let's check those vitals," she wryly replied, removing a thermometer from her med bag. As the light ran across the glass rod, a disturbing thought crossed his mind. "That's not oral, is it?" "No, but accurate." "You sure have a talent for killing the moment." "What's the matter, Pookie? Don't want to play doctor anymore?" "Not if it's going to involve foreign objects. I am no longer in the mood." Come on. We could play the little match girl and the salami salesman." "Okay, but I get to be Giuseppe at this time."
Thank you, Midget, for filling in bravely so that the night people could enjoy Tom's story. Now, Tom, if you could, you know, send them again, you probably had like this long header of statistics, like, this is where I catch up with all this, and you epically, you know, for 5 minutes share all the statistics and gummings and goings and all that, because, like, you know, this is what always happens when something gets garbled. It drives me nuts, but I seek my inner calm and I relax. Yeah, right. Next up is Zachman, and let's hear what story he's got on the subject of playing doctor.
"Hello, realtor. I need to move away from my crazy neighbors. I told them I am not a doctor. I only play one on TV. Their kid was sick, and they gave him the medicine from my ad. Then they were angry with me when the medicine didn't work. What did they expect when I said I was not a real doctor right in the commercial? I need it by October because I got that part as a zombie in The Walking Dead, and I really don't want to take the chance of them blowing my brains out."
Brains. "Hey, can I get a walk-on part? Cool, yeah. Thank you, Zach, man. And hopefully the zombies don't get, you know, when they go, podcast." That would be kind of fun. Or maybe zombies going around wanting people's minutes from their cell phones. That would be cool. Anyway. Okay, let's see who else is here. Steven's here. He came up with the topic. He's just going to have a long run of topics here. If folks don't vote, you know, Steven's just going to get, you know, it's the Steven crew, and he's going to be like, "Hey, Steven," and, like, you know, he's going to win, and he's going to be the one who determines the podcast. So, folks, the more votes there are, well, the more votes there will be for Steven, and he'll still control. He will dominate the board. I think that until the end of time, he will come up with all the topics. This is a challenge to all to rise to the occasion. Steven is your high watermark. Challenge yourself to outduels. We could call this, instead of the weekly challenge, this could be called the Steven Challenge. And, like, everyone wouldn't have to, you know, I don't know. Now he's going to get all like, "Hey, you're being a butthead." And I'm like, yes, I am. So I'm going to stop being a butthead now. And Steven, his story.
Steven the Nuclear Man here. Have you ever been beset by inspirational quotes? You know, the kind that tell you that you should sit back, relax, and smile. And just change your attitude. Be positive about the crap that's going on about you on a daily basis. Well, screw that noise. See, it's the week after my birthday, and I think I get to have whatever I want. And what I want is for you to make up an inspirational poster with a kick-ass inspirational quotation on it. And I want you to link to it on my blog, link in the show notes. And then I will give the coolest one, as decided by me, a prize of one of three books having stories from me in it. I know, you want to run out and download a pirated copy of Photoshop right now and do the whole thing, but wait. Wait until the stories are over. And then make the kickest ass inspirational poster ever. We are talking like sarcastic demotivational poster thing. I follow that blog, that's not what I mean. I mean real inspirational quotes that make you want to get up and do the coolest damn thing you can. That is the kind of inspiration that we really need, not some frickin' cat hanging from a branch. Sorry, kitty. That's just all there is to it. And on that kind of self-help note, I bring you my 100-word story. I read a chapter of the self-help book, then the entirety of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It's a potent combination, 12-step uppers with sentence fragment gonzo hallucinogens. Arthritis pains come with the first real snows, beautiful stabbing aches as white flakes. Pain-induced insomnia turns everything into buzzing noise. I read another self-help chapter and see myself, my patterns in the book. Then I mainline British science fiction. Is love always portrayed as codependence? I watch Fight Club again instead of staring at her picture. I wonder if self-medication always feels like this.
Cool, a contest, and it's going to be kick-ass, because it's supposed to be kick-ass inspirational posters. Remember to head over to Idea Trash. The link is in the show notes. And do it, just do it. The man says to do it. He's won this thing so many times that you must follow his orders. So, thank you, Stephen. Good story, and great challenge there. Now I need to come up with one, although I want it to involve a cat. So, speaking of someone who involves a cat, here's Danny and his story, which is going to be kick-ass.
Once upon a time, playing doctor as a child was innocent enough. You show me yours, I'll show you mine. A child's innocent curiosity is satisfied. Too young to understand the meaning of sex or the harm of having an innocent question answered. Fast forward to today. Children who dare play doctor today can look forward to a small army of state workers removing them from their homes, placing their parents in jail, putting them through counseling, and labeling them sexual predators for the rest of their lives, as if they are adults preying on children. Our age of innocence is over.
Damn all of you mean wet blankets, taking all the innocence out of childhood, when you should put more guilt into it, because guilt and innocence at the same time confuses them. Life is confusing enough? I don't think so. Maybe we should tell them that squid are octopus, and octopus are squid. Then they won't know what's going on. Mommy, look at the octopus. No, that's a squid, child. I don't know anything anymore. Okay, I need to... All right, hold on. I see a squiggly line. Every time that I see that, folks might, you know, okay, yeah, and... Yes, I do fix everybody's spelling. So, Realtor, so hello, Realtor. And this, and what's it? Well, what's the matter, Pookie? Okay, that's not going to be spelled right. But that's not, you know. Okay, so the grammar police and the spelling Nazi have struck. There we go. Let's see who's next. Jeffrey. Jeffrey Haidt? Oh, my God, he's back. Oh, and he's going to stay now that NaNoWriMo is done. Oh, goody. Let's see what's come from the flying island. Message for you.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Haidt, and this is my entry for the 100-word story contest for week number 242 with the topic of Playing Doctor. I call my story simply Playing Doctor. The term practice has never really instilled any confidence in me, you know, Doc? Jake, you're not going to go all Fraidy Cat on me now, are you? I'm just saying. All right, then. Just sit here in the chair, and I'll tighten the straps. Are you sure you have to strap me down? I don't want you to accidentally move and have something go wrong. I guess that makes sense. Doc, how many times have you done this? Oh, many. He flipped the switch. Jake twitched once and started to smoke. Maybe I should have told him I was just playing doctor. All right, hopefully you enjoyed that. I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that Flagship Issue 3 is out, and a subscription to Flagship makes an excellent gift for under $10, easily loaded onto that e-reader that you're about to buy for your loved one. Please take a second and go out and check out our magazines at flyingislandpress.com. And until next time.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And remember, Flagship is out there. Flagship needs you. Flagship loves you. Next up is the long-lost but long-awaited return of, that's right, Justin the Space Turtle. Yeah. You know, it would have been easier for Manano, right? I know. Y'all were laughing at him when he thought he was supposed to write 500,000 words instead of 50,000. But the man did it. Oh, he's exhausted. But still, he did it. Next year, maybe we can add another zero and get him to write 5 million. Oh, I shouldn't be laughing. Oh, well, here's Justin and his story.
Space Turtle, Justin Lemaster here from thespaceturtle.com with my amazing The Comeback. And my voice is almost gone because I got a cold. Isn't that wonderful? Anyways, while back was in the writing workshop from Jeremy C. Ship. It's a Gnome Army writing boot camp. I think Philip Carroll took that. Norval Joe. I got behind because I was doing that and a whole bunch of other stuff. And lately also been working on Fiverr.com so I can afford Christmas. So I'm a big sellout. But I am now back. I was behind on the podcast. Kept trying to catch up. Kept stacking up. And I was like, okay, memory dump. And I started from where I left off. Or, well, started from last few episodes. And here I am with a story for the doctor, which I will hopefully be able to do before my voice is gone. This is the second time I did this. The first time the volume was wrong. It was all terrible and clippy. Christopher and Pip sat at the table, looking bored. Christopher sat up with an idea. Let's play doctor. Okay, what do we do? Come on, into this fort I built. Since when do doctors have forts? Well, it's a fort, but pretend it's the doctor's home. It's kind of a fort. Why would I go to the doctor's home, and not his office? What? The doctor has an office? I never saw one. Here's his gear. What time should we go? Go where, and what's this stuff? Why are there headphones on this screwdriver? That's his sonic screwdriver. It does everything.
Folks, if that doesn't motivate you to awesomeness, I don't know what will. I just don't know. Welcome back, Justin, and here's hoping that your holiday is most awesome, even if you are playing doctor. Oh, next up is TJ. Now, this is the middle of December, and that means that North Dakota has completely frozen over. In fact, all this talk of Santa at the North Pole, Dakota in Lakut actually means pole. So Santa really comes from North Dakota. And where is Santa, you might ask? Well, TJ has been looking for him. And now that he's served a warrant, he has the answer. Come on, TJ. Tell us a story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this week saw the Christmas decorations go up downtown. Very pretty. And this is Playing Doctor. It had to be ironic on some level. Laramie, backstage, snogging with Dee Dee Feach, while understudying for Doc Feach in the lead role of the community theater production of Playing Doctor. Doc Feach was called away on a fake emergency Laramie had called into the hospital across town, so Laramie was taking a break from playing a fake doctor in Playing Doctor for a real doctor so as to play doctor with the doctor's wife while the real doctor was off playing doctor somewhere on a doctored call when an audience member fainted. Is there a doctor in the house?
Okay, I got to say something about this one. TJ, that one was... Okay, I knew you were going to do something theater-wise. And, man, that one, you hit it perfectly. That one, I don't care what the vote says this week. That's the win. And I know it's like, yeah, but we won a vote. No, man, that one's the win. That one is the awesome. When the tally comes in, I mean, I might as well just post up the freaking, you know, make a run for it is your topic suggestion. So, you know, the next, yes. So the next one is going to be what it's going to be, you know, inspiration. And then it's going to be make a run for it because this one is just the win. Thank you. That one, you know, I was trying to come up with one that mixed all this, you know, the this and you packed it in there. It is just a beautiful package arrangement, a puzzle of you twisted enough and, ooh, gateway to hell. No, this is gateway to very Merry Christmas, dude. You did it. All right. Now that I've completely gushed and freaked out, let's just take a moment to catch our breath and hand things over to our friend, Norval Joe. Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 242 with a prompt of Playing Doctor. Before I start, I did want to mention I actually did complete NaNoWriMo. I got 58,000 words. I know Jeff also completed it. It was a great job. I'm letting mine rest for a couple months, and then I vowed to actually complete it. So I'm going to start editing it in January and hopefully put it out as a patio book or podcast. Well, here's my story. All Marcus ever wanted was to help people. As a child, he was always playing doctor. He lived in a poor, crowded neighborhood, so the imaginary illnesses were often obscure and complex. He joined a make-believe independent providers network to compete with the HMOs, but reimbursements were so low it was difficult to pay off his student loans. After a failed plastic surgery, he had to pay Joey Schwartz a week's worth of lunch money to avoid a lawsuit. When he graduated college, he became a lobbyist for a drug company, the only way to make money in medicine anymore. Before I go, I want to pimp something I'm doing. With Flying Island Press, I'm putting out an autism benefit issue, and I'm looking for stories to put in it. So if you are interested in helping out a worthy cause, check out our submission guidelines. It's the autism benefit issue at flyingislandpress.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Cool. Thanks, Norville Joe. And since I am so horribly lazy about submitting, I'm going to make you do all the effort. And, well, if you look through search and look for any stories that you want for the thing from me, just pretend like I joyfully submitted them and said, here, take them. And, like, I don't want any money for them. In fact, I'll pay you to take them, like, $10 a story. I don't know. And if you wind up, like, taking 100 story and thinking, where's my $1,000? Okay, don't play me like that. Anyway, if you see any stories of mine that, you know, might fit, and then I'll, you know, accompany it with some sort of contribution or retribution or elocution or something. I don't know. So, you're not listening to this, are you? No, you're not. No one is. I could just say anything at this point. So, one more story to go, and then you can go make your motivational posters for Stephen the Nuclear Man, and then for Philip Norville Joe Carroll, you can submit your stories, and you can go read the stuff from I'm gonna shut up now, and I'm just gonna let Planet Z take over, okay?
I live in a small town. We're all close, real close. At the end of the year, we put on a show. This year, I'm the sheriff. Sheriff's playing the judge. Judge is playing the doctor. Doc's playing Postman Joe. Everybody's got a part in it, being someone else. Ain't nobody in the audience but cameras. Told you we live in a small town. When we're done, we turn off the cameras, put tapes in the players, and watch ourselves being each other. If we ain't had a fight during the play, well, this is when the guns come out.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about playing doctor. Good ones. All good ones this week. This was a pack-a-palooza of awesomeness. However, unfortunately, it was also... where did all the women go? Where did all the women folk go? What are they... Are they all shopping? Are they all prepping the tree for Christmas? They can't possibly put the turkey in this early. No. No. We men have been abandoned by the women folk. They're probably going to start their own weekly challenge, except it'll be something supportive and mutually beneficial. The weekly gathering together, where we share our voices and support each other. Yeah, I'm going to be sleeping on the couch tonight.
Oh, so if you want to actually see the text for each story, they're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there is a poll up there, courtesy of poll something. I don't know. It's not poll host. I've given them up. But you can see links to people's pages, including some special the link to Idea Juice, a.k.a. Steven the Nuclear Man, his contest there. And I posted up very quickly. I did this while listening to one of the stories. I just threw up a quick one of probably the most awesome motivational post. Don't even bother entering. I've already won with this one. This is the most awesome poster that will ever happen. Okay, no, it's going to be the worst because it involves a cat. Oh, well. Anyway, that's it for me. I'm going to shut up now. The topic for next week is inspiration, and then the one after that is... yeah, we're going to... go ahead and vote, but in my heart, TJ has already won. So, just vote for TJ. This will prove that you actually listened this week. You're just going to vote for TJ. That's all we're going to do. You know, I want to see 100 votes, TJ. I want to see 100 votes. I want to see 100 votes this week. I want to see it. I want a holiday miracle to happen. Although the biggest miracle will be any of the regular women writers actually coming back after the horrible thing that I'm saying. Even Steven's going to quit in solidarity with them because he's like into gender, you know, justice issues. And not just going to be all alone here. I live a sad life. Then after that, it's going to be make a run for it to bring in the new year. You know, make a run for it. Hey, Happy New Year. Get out of here. So, that's it for me. You've heard me babble enough. Everyone, have yourselves a safe last minute holiday shopping season. If you're in Second Life this Friday, Grace Buford, I think it's going to be her last performance of the year. Then she's going to go off, you know, doing holiday stuff. And this one's going to be special, so I think you want to be a part of it. Take care of everyone, and be good. If you can't be good, be really, really bad and give someone the opportunity to be good to help the survivors. And I'll see you next week. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.